high-pressure system is the dominant feature across the continent. Now, underneath it, we've got some very cold and frosty mornings, but we are expecting to see mostly sunny conditions. The only rainfall, a few light showers along the Queensland coast, down around the southwest, but more widespread showers across the western parts of Tasmania. Now, the showers along parts of the Queensland coast, generally the southeastern coastal fringe and the northeastern tropics and peninsula, are due to a moist onshore wind flow, easing frost, though, across the southern and central inland. Still fairly widespread frost across New South Wales. Any showers along the coast are more likely north of about Coffs Harbour. Elsewhere, it should be generally clear, dry and sunny. We've also got mostly dry conditions across Victoria, perhaps an isolated shower about the far southwest coast. We're also looking at the potential of fairly widespread frost and fog in the morning. Our showers, strong and gusty winds also through the western parts of Tasmania. We'll see a few creeping about the north and also southern areas as we head in towards the afternoon. And for South Australia, also generally dry conditions. A bit of frost about the more eastern part. Possible very isolated shower about the far south coast. Similar scenario with Western Australia. Isolated showers about the southern parts of the west coast. Most areas, though, should remain dry and generally sunny. Dangerous fire weather continuing around Darwin and the Adelaide River. Elsewhere, it should be clear, dry and sunny. Just a possible shower in the northeast.